Krishna. Thank you, Maharaj, for creating deep spiritual atmosphere in this occasion. I'd like to say something very briefly, because we don't have time to say more. But I'd like to try to say something about what each one of us now, today, should do in order to contribute our might, our own blood, to the fulfillment of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's prophecy and assist Srila Prabhupada, the person who Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentioned, and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur indicated would be the person to fulfill Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission and spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. And we're sitting here together as family members, literally, under the umbrella of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and arguably Bhaktivinoda Thakur as the father of the modern Krishna consciousness movement in the West. And so what would she do? What should be our attitude? What we should do? Krishna spoke to Arjuna that we should all approach spiritual master if we want to understand the truth and know the truth, because the spiritual master, representative of Krishna, has seen the truth and therefore can give the truth. So the next verse, which is very seldom quoted, this verse of Krishna's instruction to Arjuna, tad vidhi panipatina pariprasnena sevya, is very, very commonly quoted. But the next verse, you hardly ever hear quoted. It's yajyatva na punar moham evam yastasi pandiva yena bhutanisheshami drakshasyat panyatomani. Means when you have received the truth from the spiritual master, then you will never again fall into material consciousness. Because you will see that all beings are actually a part of Krishna, Krishna says. In other words, they are mine. So how do you treat a person who is literally a family member who belongs to your family? You treat them with affection. You protect them. So in order for us each as individuals to participate in this great Krishna consciousness movement, we all have to do this. All individuals have to do this. When we see a new person, we should go to them immediately. I remember when I first started to live in India and I was adopted by a family in Jaipur. And they were helping us refurbish the project in Govardhan. And therefore I would go there regularly, and I, over enough time, that there were two babies born during that time. And I didn't have such a developed family life. I was, you know, a typical American where the family was not as important. But I learned a lot during those 2 or 3 years. And the first thing I learned was that when the baby entered the room, and these were big guys, They were all busy and they had lots of things, important things to do. But whenever the deity entered the room, they would all stop what they were doing. And they would all go over to the deity and give their love. And I saw over some time, the child's self-confidence and nature blooming. And if they would come into the room and the baby was there, even if they were on their way to a very important thing, they would stop and they would go over to the child and give them time and affection and care. So here we are. So let us think individually. What do we do on a daily basis at our programs and whatever? What do we do individually to treat one another as belonging to Krishna? Everyone. And if we can do that, then we can break down the Kali Yuga barriers that separate us in terms of nationality, in terms of even community within nationalities. And actually become family members under the shelter of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's transcendental aspiration. This is a serious issue because are we doing? So that's what I had to say. The only thing I had to say that we should really open up. We should really open up and get out of the body. Get out of the mind. Get onto the spiritual platform. Because it's on that platform that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's dream and prophecy will become fulfilled in a more wonderful way than we can imagine. Lord Chaitanya's movement, it's already done. Lord Chaitanya's movement will increase gradually, according to his own words, for 5,000 years. And then gradually decrease for 5,000 years, and then it will be finished. We don't want to be here when that happens. Bad enough now, but to speak of 5,000 years from now, we can't imagine what it's going to be like. So we may not be able to imagine what it's going to be like 5,000 years from now, but we can be sure that if we, as individuals, spend our own blood, spiritual blood, to bring people to the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Nila Madhav, support them, help them grow straight from the beginning, then we will all be the winners and we will be the recipients of the unlimited compassion of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and our own Srila Prabhupada, and we will be able to actually feel like family members. Hare Krishna.